Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie Eisenberg is a fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. He is with us. Should I tell you the story of what happened today, Jamie, and why you didn't know if you were coming on the show or not?
I mean, you know, I know you're almost 60 soon, right?
That's cute.
You losing your memory?
That's not exactly it. But
bingo.
That's not exactly it. So Football Fridays are highly scripted on this show because we do 15 minutes of heat twice a show. We have a Dolphins guest on Fridays. We've got a professional handicapper on Fridays. We talk with you on Friday. Like, we're loaded up. And then here's what happened. So this morning, it was actually last night, Solana tells us, hey, Goran Dragic is going to come on with us tomorrow. I don't have a time yet. I go, okay. He's like, what time's good for Goran? We go, anytime. Doesn't matter. It's Goran Dragic. And then he texts and he says, John Beeson. No, Mike Gesicki. Mike Gesicki is coming on with us tomorrow, but it's not going to be the typical Dolphins time because they don't play Sunday. They play Monday. So we had all this stuff up in the air. And then he texts us this morning and goes, hey, John Beeson is going to come on today. So we had all this stuff up in the air, and the long and the short of it is I just totally forgot about you.
I got two things. First off, you didn't say one name more important than me on that list.
Bingo.
Two, you talk all the time about how, look at me planning for my show. You say you Instagram it. I don't know why anybody would follow you on Instagram, but you say you Instagram all this stuff. I heard you do a podcast once with what is it, the Five Guys Network? What do they call themselves? Ethan's Network?
It's more like a smattering rather than a network, but whatever. I mean, anybody can call themselves a network.
No, I love Ethan. I love Ethan. He does a great job. But you're talking about how prepared of a radio host you are, and then, you know, I mean, it's, what, 5 years now? You forget me? Unbelievable.
So here's the funny part, though. So John Beeson was on with us in the last segment, and now we're out of time because we went so long with him.
I mean, look, you know, lucky the bookie's going to be pissed.
I'm not even joking. We're supposed to break at 4:31. I'm not even joking. Like, we went so long with John Beeson, and I didn't have anything prepared for you today anyway. Usually I write out all my either-ors. I forgot you were coming on until you texted me. I mean, I feel terrible.
I have 100 questions for Jamie. But
go ahead. Lay one on him.
John Brown or Josh Jacobs?
You know, I think John Brown might be safer. Eagles stink.
See that?
Anything else?
I got the text line. We can knock a couple of them out, man. Knock Golden Tate, Cortland Sutton, or Latavius Murray.
I really like the way that it was going
We got to help the fans out, man.
I liked the way it was going with no fantasy questions asked and Jamie having sat through your entire Publix commercial and us being late to call him. I thought it was going swimmingly.
This is still my favorite radio show of all time. If Alvin Kamara is out, go with Latavius Murray. If Kamara is in, then I think it's a situation that you get the revenge game factor. Golden Tate going to Detroit.
James White or Ty Johnson?
PPR, James White. Non-PPR, let's give Ty Johnson a shot against the Giants with no Kerryon Johnson anymore.
We really doing this?
That's all I got. Okay,
go ahead, Solana.
I'm here, Jamie. Really important. Jimmy.
The people on hold are so pissed now, by the way. I'm not even kidding you. Go ahead, Solana.
Jimmy Graham or Vernon Davis?
You know, I
PPR,
think Jimmy Graham.
I need one.
The safer of the two. But for you, since you're, you know, using this for your personal time, or anybody that's listening, there's a handful of streaming tight ends that actually could be beneficial this week because you have no O.J. Howard, no Delanie Walker, and most likely no Jared Cook. So Jonnu Smith for the Titans, Cameron Brate for the Bucks, and Josh Hill for the Saints all could be really good in some great matchups. But Jimmy Graham for your situation.
Jamie, are the tight ends garbage this year, or am I just not good at picking them?
The Titans?
The tight ends, like overall the tight end position, yeah.
There's been like 8 good guys. You know, Darren Waller has been a nice surprise. Mark Andrews, nice surprise. You know, Hunter Henry coming back has been great. But, yeah, for the most part, if you get past those 8 guys, then it's really a crapshoot.
Oh. Jamie Eisenberg is a fantasy sports guru. You would never know it from this show, but if you follow him on Twitter, it's Jamie Eisenberg, J-A-M-E-Y. Did you see your cousin in that movie?
I did. It was fantastic. So if you like the first one, go see the second one.
That's how prepared I am for this interview. I forget what the name of the movie is. What's the name of the movie?
Zombieland 2.
Zombieland 2.
With Zach and Monroe last night, and somebody texted in, was I upset that you didn't say you loved me back when I said I love you guys last week?
Yeah, you know what? It was an interesting social experiment because I've been saying that if you say to someone that you have somewhat of a relationship with that I love you, you just muscle memory, you say it back. And then you actually did it to me and I didn't say it. And so I think I learned something either A, about myself, or B, about the way I feel about you. I don't know which one it was.
Well, but based on today's show prep, it's obvious how you feel about me. So I guess we know.
I don't know how that happened.
No more push the tea in my life, apparently.
I don't know how that happened. When I send you the schedule, Solana, why didn't you remind me that Jamie comes out on Fridays?
I don't know. There we go.
What about you, Crowder? Crowder, what about you?
I have a Jamie Eisenberg tattoo.
I'm like Adam Gase over here.
By the way, Beeson lied to you, Channing, because when I used to work with him, he said I was his favorite Gator. So one of us was getting played.
That's just his line to Gators? Man, he's gaming us, Jamie. He's just said it to everybody.
All right. Jamie Eisenberg. This was delightful, Jamie.
I had a blast.
We love you.
Bye, guys.
I said we love you.
I heard you. Muscle memory.
Somebody texts in, I missed the entire Jamie interview because the radio.com rewind feature is totally bleeping broken. Well, here's the good news. You didn't miss anything. we didn't talk about anything. No, that's on me, not on you. That's on me, not on you.
I can't wait to get you some hearing aids for your 60th birthday.
Funny. Y'all are so funny. Turning 50 next month. The big 5-0, not 6-0. The big 5-0.
So he says.
What does that mean?
You know what they say. You know what they say. Sometimes you are what you are, and, I don't know what you are.
I don't know what that means.
I've never heard anybody say that.
I love you, though.
I know.
We love you.
Bye, guys.
So we,
how you treated him today? Right?
But I love him, though.
I love him.
I brought him on just to tell him hello. We blew off Mike Gesicki. I'm my right hand to God. I told Solana, you know what? Because Mike Gesicki, they decided he can come on at 5 o'clock. And what did I tell Solana? I go, forget it. I don't want to talk to Mike Gesicki today anyway. And we talked to you, though.
I mean, again, you said John Beeson, Goran Dragic, Mike Gesicki. You know, I still haven't heard anybody that should be on ahead of me.
Right. All right. Well, we can agree to disagree, but we love you, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care. Love you, too.
Yeah. There you go. Woo. All right. There you go. Jamie Eisenberg, I hope you got all your fantasy lineup set now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.